Breakfast.
Darren, may I, just for a moment, sure. I probably should have spoken to you about this off air, but just over the weekend, it was actually the end of last week, I got a mail. Now, I know lots of us get a lot of mails. A lot of people are in need of things.
Some get more mails than others.
And you get the most. And Damon usually takes the big favors, but this one came to me directly. I did read it. I'm going to be honest. And I read it and I was like, let me think about it. But then going to my high school reunion this weekend and reminiscing about high school, and then obviously you start talking about things like your matric dance and how exciting it was and how now 20 years later it's still such a highlight of school, I had to come back to this email that I got. And I'm going to read it, if you don't mind, Darren, because I would like to know if maybe you'd what you think we can do here. Right? So it just says, Dear Kerry Miller, I have a very special request. I have a niece who has a wish to go to her matric ball. Unfortunately, she comes from a very poor home. She lives in a single room with her mentally ill mother and her 63-year-old granny, who, by the way, is also sick. Both of them cannot afford to send her to a dance. And having only them as parents growing up, her father never really played a role of support since birth, and he continues to live an unhealthy lifestyle and includes some of the things he does, which I don't want to read just because I don't think that's really fair for this girl. Just as growing up for her has never really been easy, as she didn't choose her parents. When most teenagers her age generally blame their upbringing as an excuse to be destructive, we are proud that she has overcome so much, and at her age, she is now in her final year of matric and is doing so well. I would really wish that I could give her this once-in-a-lifetime experience of a magical night and opportunity to go to her matric ball. She really deserves it. She's had a really hard childhood, no real home, there's no income. They live on social grants only, and I thought it would be magical to have her dreams come true to be able to attend her matric ball. Please, 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 if you can find it in your heart, ECR, to bring this joy to her heart. And it's coming from her aunt, Nolene. So I read it, and I read it again, and I read it again. And then, like I said, after this weekend going back, I thought, Darren, well, if I know anyone can make things happen, it's usually you. And I would like to very much get on board with this. If you think maybe we can, I know it's happening. I found out the dance is this Saturday, so it's not very much time. But I have gone and looked at what we would need.
Okay.
So before Saturday, mm-hmm. I would need to find someone to make or give this girl a dress.
I'm sure we can find someone who can do that.
Shoes.
Yeah.
Hair, makeup.
Mm-hmm. I got that already.
Someone like a drive from her home to the dance.
One of us will do it, worst case.
Yeah, and then maybe like an Uber or something, Taxify voucher to get her home afterwards.
Sure.
Then,
I mean,
so she doesn't know she's going, so we don't know if she's got a partner or not. So to make sure she's a partner, and then I found out that the tickets for the school ball.
Hang on, are you going to organize a partner as well?
Well, I mean, like, she can't go by herself.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm sure she'll have someone if she knows she's going.
I think I'll organize the partner. I'm not 100%, you know.
Okay, okay.
Your taste in partners.
But the tickets are about 480 rand each.
Okay, we'll cover that.
So that's almost 1,000 rand as well,
that's
just for
also,
the tickets.
Yeah, who can afford that anyway as a school kid?
And to do this all by Saturday.
We can do this. We can do this, right?
Yeah, so I'm going to also put myself out on a limb here. If you think you can help or you want to help, and even if you just want to help donate towards the tickets, every 10 rand will count.
Mm-hmm.
I will obviously cover whatever doesn't come in. I will make sure that these tickets get bought.
All right.
You can email me directly, Kerry Miller, K-E-R-I, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, at ecr.co.za. So dress, shoes, hair, makeup.
Transport. And tickets.
Two tickets, please. I'm not going to make her partner who doesn't know he's going yet pay for his tickets.
No.
Maybe you have like a corsage.
That sounds perfect.
Hey?
Yeah.
Can we do this?
I think we're absolutely. It goes without saying. Okay. Yeah, we'll do what we can. All right. Send your mails to Kerry Miller at ecr.co.za. And you know what? This will be the first time in a lot of people's lives they're spelling your name correctly.
Yeah, this is
K-E-R-I.
Yeah, listen up, HR.
Are you ready? East Coast Breakfast.